97.2 and 103.1 FM, DAB and online. This is Free Radio. Free
Radio. It's 8 o'clock, I'm Aaron B, live at Himley Hall, where we're getting ready for Walk of the Black Country.
It makes a huge difference to lots and lots of children.
That's Beverly Bird from Promised Dreams, who we're supporting again this year. It's a charity that makes dreams come true for seriously ill children, like six-year-old Freya from Willenor.
Tell me when Dios help me meet Janice and breakfast with Santa. And we met the princesses.
It's just coming up to 10 o'clock. I'm Aaron B, live from Henley Hall, and the Walk of the Black Country is just minutes away. 4,600 walkers are here to raise money for Promised Dreams. Loads of people are dressed up. I've just seen Captain Jack Sparrow and a man dressed as a banana. Here's some of the people getting ready to walk the 10 miles to Wolverhampton Racecourse.
We're from Briony Hill with the Black Country Rebels dance group, and we're doing this as a group to help other children.
Tutus, pink, everything. We're just mad.
Full on pirate regalia, swords, boots, the lot, and my accomplice here is Alice in Wonderland.
We're from Wolverhampton and we're dressed up in bright pink today. Of course, we want to raise more money for charity and for a good cause.
Well, right now, the first lot of walkers should be making their way into Penn. Our reporter Sophie Calvert is with some of them.
Yeah, loads of people have passed me already. I'm at Himley House, the pub. They're on their way to Wombourne. I've got some of Freya's walkers here with me. They're in the red football type kit. Come on then, guys, how's it going so far?
Very good.
What do you think of how many people are here today?
It's great. They're raising money for a good cause and it'll help a lot of kids out.
Do you think you're going to carry it on as a group?
Yeah, no problem. No problem at all.
Do you think you can do the 10 miles all right as well?
I'll have a go. Yeah, no problem.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, guys. Get on your way. You've got 10 miles to do. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a great atmosphere so far, and they're on their way to Wolverhampton Racecourse, where Steve Herman is now.
Yeah, I'm stood next to the finishing line here. It is pretty quiet at the moment, but in just a few hours' time, this place is going to be absolutely buzzing, because 4,600 people are going to have that immense feeling that they've walked 10 miles for a fantastic charity in Promised Dreams. We'll have more from you
on 97.2 and 103.1 FM, DAB and online. This is Free Radio.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Steve Herman, and there's a great atmosphere here at Wolverhampton Racecourse because thousands of people have finished the Walk of the Black Country. They've walked 10 miles starting at Himley Hall this morning. Our reporter Sophie Calvert spoke to Claire Felton from Willenor, who crossed the finish line with her daughter Freya, who's been supported by Promised Dreams.
Amazing. It's the best feeling ever, walking the whole 10 miles and crossing the finish line. And what does it mean that Freya and yourself have managed to do it? You know, Freya's managed to do the whole 10 miles. It's meant so much that especially Freya's been able to do it, the whole 10 miles, because she has been quite poorly the last month.
Have a good day?
No, she's loved it. She's loved every minute. She's really good.
Thank you very much for joining me, Claire, and well done. Well done, Freya.
Wolves legend Steve Ball and Beverly Knight, who are both patrons for the charity, have also finished, and they say it's been a great day.
Oh, I feel great. I feel a little tired in my legs, but not too bad at all. Absolutely loved it.
It was not too bad, to be fair. It was good, and I think it's when he got company out there as well, a lot of people told us different stories and what's happened and what's gone on and how much they've raised.
Well, thanks to everyone who's walked today. The charity will be able to make more dreams come true for children across the Black Country and beyond. Suresh Bauer is from Promised Dreams.
It's just great because everybody just gets together and, like, you know, we're here for one reason, to make a difference, to raise money for terminally ill and seriously ill children. And once again, that's happened on a beautiful June Sunday where it was raining a couple of days ago, and today the sun's come out for a reason.
It's 8:30. Aaron B has got the latest news headlines.
Well, we now know how much you raised on Walk of the Black Country.
£117,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely unbelievable.